Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Monday. Well, it's not Monday, it's Wednesday. Good Wednesday morning to everyone. Signs of a slowdown in China are spreading. New data announced yesterday shows slowing imports, weakening home prices, and a drop in export orders. China's Customs Administration says merchandise exports rose 19.2% in October from a year ago, down from a 21.5% increase in September and from a 25.7% increase for all of 2007. Imports into China slowed even more sharply in October to 15.6% growth from 21.3% in September. That drove the trade surplus for October to a new monthly record of $35.24 billion compared with $29.37 billion in September. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading at 85.36. It's down 157 points. The NASDAQ at 15.54, down 26. The S&P 500 is at 8.82, and it's down just over 16 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And as we've been talking about for a while, there are concerns about harvesting in the Midwest Corn Belt. There are concerns with some dryness in Argentina. There have been some concerns with both flooding and dryness in Brazil. And at this point, I don't see any big changes to share with you on all of these fronts. In the U.S. Corn Belt, we have some showery weather coming through the area right now. So far, rainfall amounts have generally not been excessive. But on the other hand, we do have wet weather covering most of the Midwest Corn Belt, so harvest operations are at a standstill with soggy fields. And we're going to have another round of showers coming through from northwest to southeast later this week with a cold front, and that's going to usher in unseasonably cold air for a couple of days, and Arctic air plunging into the upper Midwest. Most of the harvesting delays are in the Dakotas and Minnesota, out to the northwest. And while precipitation amounts out that way were anywhere from a few hundredths of an inch to about a third of an inch during the last 24 hours, that's certainly enough to keep the fields wet. And it does appear that it will be a while before those fields can be accessed. And there's even a little bit of a snow cover in parts of Minnesota and the Dakotas. Right now, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, reporting an inch of snow on the ground. Minneapolis, St. Paul, an inch of snow. Bismarck, North Dakota, a little west of the main corn and bean production areas, 4 inches of snow on the ground. So some of those areas not only are getting precipitation and cold weather, but with some snow on the ground, that's going to have to disappear before field access can continue. So harvest delays in the upper Midwest for sure. Now here in our neck of the woods, we had lots of fine weather during the first 6 days or so of the month of November, at least the first 5.5 days. And now it's a bit wetter out there. It does look like we may get into a stretch of generally dry weather next week, but that will only be for maybe 4 or 5 days at most. And then there are signs that another storm system will come through next weekend. And the weather pattern is becoming typical for November, where we're going to have weather systems coming through every few days. Ahead of them, temperatures warm up a bit. Behind them, temperatures cool down. So we're going to have that seesaw in temperature. And we're going to be turning mild tomorrow. We're going to be turning cold on Saturday, and then a little bit milder early next week, but not by a whole lot, because another cold front comes through And then later in the week, into the weekend of the 22nd and 23rd, ahead of a maybe more powerful storm system, we could turn quite mild. But behind that, we could turn cold again. So up and down in temperature, precipitation every few days. So not many windows of opportunity for harvest. But in Illinois and Indiana, there might be several days in a row of dry weather next week. In Argentina, there's nothing more than spotty showers and thunderstorms. And so it's starting to dry out there a bit. And it does look like a cold front's going to come through Argentina this weekend. That will trigger some showers and thunderstorms, but it's going to come through fast enough that it's not going to dump a lot of rain. So it does look like precipitation will be lacking compared to what is desired for producers there. Next week, cool early in the week, and then later in the week, it may warm up a bit. There could be a few spotty showers, but right now it looks iffy. So there are more concerns developing with dryness in Argentina. It does look like in Brazil, some rain will finally work into the northeastern areas of Bahia, while drier weather into the southern sections of Brazil. And that's generally favorable because Bahia has been too dry, so some rain there would be beneficial. Southern Brazil, specifically Rio Grande do Sul, has been too wet, so drier weather there is also beneficial. Most of the rain lately has been falling and from Mato Grosso do Sul, southeastward into Minas Gerais and Paraná and Sao Paulo. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
And be sure to join Ed Keyser and myself tomorrow evening at Krieger's Sports Grill in Taylorville for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. Ed will be giving us his thoughts on the weather outlook, while I'll be leading and moderating a panel consisting of Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group, Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and Greg Johnson of the Andersons, trying to make some sense of the marketplace for the balance of the marketing year as you make your marketing decisions. We invite you to come, bring your marketing questions with you. No charge for the event, no advance registration required. The meeting beginning at 7 o'clock at Krieger's Sports Grill tomorrow evening, that in Taylorville, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 568, down 3. Last trade down 10 and a quarter at the Board of Trade. December wheat opened at 522, down 1 and a quarter. Last trade down 6 and a half. December corn opened at 370 and a half, down 3 and 3 quarters. Last trade down 1. July, 412 and 3 quarters, down 2 and a quarter. Last trade down 4 and a half. November beans opened at 903 and a half, down 4 and a half. Last trade down 9 and a quarter. July, 935 and a half, down 6 and a half. Last trade down a quarter. December soybean meal opened at 268.30, down 120. Last trade down 260. December soybean oil opened at 33.55, down 18. Last trade down 36. Joining us now to talk about the markets is Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Dave.
Well, we saw new weekly lower closes, new weekly lows, not closes. That make that lows for corn, beans, and wheat yesterday. What does it all mean for the balance of the week?
Well, I don't think there's any bottom in it at this moment. This is all economic related. The Chinese stimulus package has already been forgotten. Energies are on new lows. Basically, what we've gotten is we're past the election now. Business is a little afraid of how the election turned out. Got investors are kind of running for cover, and the fund money is just not there any longer. So that combined with a strong U.S. dollar is kind of curtailing any demand for commodities, so I think it's going to stay punk for a while, Dave.
Tom, there are economists out there and technicians out there that think that we're going to head another leg up on this U.S. dollar to 96, perhaps?
I haven't heard a number quite that high, but, yeah, it doesn't look like there's any end to the upside on it, just because Europe is really not doing anything trying to fix their economy, or nothing great anyway. And I think the confidence in the U.S. dollar is much greater than it is in any other financial security of any other country right now, just because they think the U.S. will do what it takes to get everything fixed. Now, whether that's true or not, that's the mentality behind it.
So a stouter U.S. dollar, and the other piece we're hearing is crude oil potentially running down into the low 50s.
Yeah, I've heard as low as $42, Dave, so it's all in who you listen to. And if it goes to $42, we got a problem.
That's where I want to put the rubber on the road for grains. We have about 45 seconds.
Okay.
If we get something with that upside U.S. dollar and downside U.S. Oil futures, what does it mean for corn and beans?
Well, right now, you know, as long as the dollar stays strong and the petroleum products stay weak, there is not much floor in grains, and I would expect them to go lower. Now, if we can get that short up a little bit, and where is that? It's when somebody decides to put some money in those markets, then corn's going to turn with the petroleum and soybeans and wheat. Actually, soybeans are probably the strongest of all of them right now. You know, it looks like we're going to open down 2-4 on corn today, down about 7-10 on beans, and down 4-5 on wheat.
All right, Tom. Thanks much.
Yeah, see you.
Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.